Blog Talk Radio.
Great guest interviews, and you have the recipe for fresh oil for the airwaves.
tune in at OmegaManRadio.com.
All right, so live program time. Merry Christmas out there to you. Happy Hanukkah. And hope you had a great weekend so far. Hope you had some great food, great time of fellowship. Down here in the deep south, we're even getting snow today. They called for a lot of snow and ice, and of course we did have some drizzling rain this morning, but now the flakes are actually coming down. So I went out in search of a cup of coffee. Nothing's open, but I did find a honey bun. Thank God for these convenience stores out there. It's like a ghost town out here. I couldn't even get in the Waffle House today. Well, praise God. I want to give everybody a few extra minutes to get in here tonight. I want to tell everyone that we do have a stereo stream operating right now. So if you'd like to listen to 96K, go to the chat room and click on that link. Or if you've already got it bookmarked as a favorite, just go there every time we do a program. Lord willing, we'll have the stereo stream up and running. And you can click there and also be in the chat room at the same time. Just make sure you mute the Blog Talk browser if you're going to use both. Well, tonight is the night of School of Deliverance, Dr. Pat Holliday. I noticed some new people out in the chat room. We do this program every Saturday night with Dr. Pat Holliday. Her websites are MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. And in the second, third hour, we'll be opening up the line. So if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, or our toll-free number is 877-806-2482. Let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Hey, Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm right here.
Hey, you sounding great.
I'm excited.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
I'm excited about what Jesus is doing in this last hour of the church.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And, you know, Shannon, we're going to be talking about some stuff tonight that I frankly consider some of the most important information for the church and for true believers, because I believe personally that we are living in the hour before Jesus returns. Of course, we got to see the tribulation and all that stuff evidently, but Jesus said that there would be a great falling away just before he returns. And I believe that that's where we are right now in the church history, is the great falling away. And he also said that strong delusions would come over the people just before he returns. And you see, American churches and many of the other churches in the world, church people we're talking about, have served Jesus with a cold heart for so long that many of them don't realize that there's a tremendous change that has occurred just in the last 20 years. Now, I've been fortunate enough to watch it, and watch it I did. So some time ago, there was a man that came through Florida by the name of Todd Bentley. I think a lot of you probably have heard of him by now.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever he came through, nobody knew who he was. So he went down to Lakeland, and somebody called me and said, "You've got to see this person." So I turned on Godless TV, and there he was every night. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When you have a discerning of spirits, you can not only discern somebody that is demon-possessed, but you can discern whole movements, at least ways God has given me the ability to see that. So I looked at him, and I saw spirits that were different. And so I looked at him two or three nights, and the Lord began to show me things about this particular person. And he told me, he said, "I want you to write about this and expose it." So I started writing articles about Todd Bentley and exposing the era that was going on. And so the very first spirit that that God showed me was this spirit called Kundalini. Now, whenever the Lord showed me that spirit, nobody was talking about that up on the internet. And so the Lord gave me the name Kundalini, and I started investigating the name Kundalini, which is a snake spirit that looks like a cobra in the spirit realm. And it comes in and it goes down into the base of the spine and it coils up there. And as a person gets into that spirit, it begins to move up their spine. It will come up to the head in Hinduism worship, and it will suddenly go off into the brain, and it will put that person in a kundalini, in a catatonic trance. And they never come back. In India, they never come back. And so they think that in India, when a person goes in that trance, they believe in India anyway, that they have reached nirvana, or what they call heaven state. And so when that happens to a person over in India, the family waits on them, they wash them, they feed them, and they kneel down in front of them and worship them. In America, whenever somebody gets into a catatonic state from religious demons, the family puts them in the mental institution. And I've actually known of several people that ended up over in the mental institutions because of these religious spirits. So I wrote a whole bunch of articles about Todd Bentley. People can find those up on my webpage, patholiday.com. and miracleinternetchurch.com, and under newsletters, and also remnantradio.org. And so then all of a sudden, Todd Bentley began to fail in that ministry. And there was a group of people that came down to save that. Because of, there were many reasons, but let me tell you really what it was about. You see, the Manchild, which is an occult group of people that these people are all connected to, have prophecies that a great, mighty revival is going to come. They will take over the church, known, and they're known as Joel's Army. And when they take over the church, they're talking about us, the real Christian church. Then they'll take over the world. They'll perfect the church and then the world, and then Jesus will return. That's basic teachings of theirs. And so what happened, this group that came down, one of the chief prophets was a fellow by the name of Peter Wagner. And so I watched that night, and they did some weird things over Todd Bentley, and they ended up putting a ring on his finger. Anyway, I wrote an article about, did we just see an initiation into a secret society or an occult? Well, I went up to Peter Wagner's webpage and began to look at him, and lo and behold, they were doing something called Stargate, opening up Stargates. And so I began to write articles about Peter Wagner and the Third Wave Movement. Now, this Third Wave Movement has many streams to it. It has a prophetic stream. The word of faith people are somehow connected into it. And what I discovered was it was calling itself Christian, but they had a lot of doctrines that really showed us that they were serving a different Jesus, another gospel, by another spirit. And so as I began to write articles concerning this third wave movement, one of the things that the Lord showed me was that opening up these stargates, that's what we're getting to talk about tonight. There was a man that lived, many of you know him as Aleister Crowley.
Oh, yeah.
And Aleister Crowley, all of your rock stars follow him, and particularly your heavy metal rock bands. And he was one of the most well-known Satanists about 90 years ago. And Aleister Crowley, many follow his ritualisms and his satanic lifestyle. So as I studied Aleister Crowley, you see that Aleister performed a ritual called the Allen Mantra Working. And what that was about, he was trying to open up a stargate between the unseen world and the material world. He was going to open up what he called a dimensional vortex. And now, if you know what a vortex is, the easiest way to describe it, it looks like an eddy. Like if you drop a coin in the river, circles start to form bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yes.
It's called an eddy. And so there was another man by the name of Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard. Some of you know this person as the founder of the Scientology Church. And what they were doing is they were trying to open up this stargate so that they could bring these alien spirits or these spirits from that dimension over into the world. Now, Aleister's spirit that he brought from the other dimension, he named Lamb. And when you see the newsletters that I wrote on this, you'll see a picture of Lamb in there that he drew. And Lamb looks like the grays that we hear people talking about, the alien grays. Now, remember, this was done 90 years ago. And so then Jack Parson and L. Ron Hubbard, what they wanted to do, they did some ritualisms to open up the dimension to the other world. And what they wanted to do is to bring what they called the spirit of Babylon.
Hey, Dr. Babylon. Hmm? For those that don't know who Jack Parsons was, folks, Jack Parsons was one of the founders of JPL, you know, Jet Propulsion Labs. He worked on some of the Apollo launches, if I recall. So he was involved with NASA, deep occultists, along with L. Ron Hubbard, who wrote, of course, Dianetics and founded the Church of Scientology. Let me give it back to you.
Yes, and they did sexual ritualisms to bring this spirit, Babylon, from that dimension over into this dimension. Now, I'm giving you a little history here so that you can see how serious what we're going to tell you. I believe this is one of the most serious messages that I have ever uncovered and that I have ever preached. Now, whenever I started working on this stuff, nobody was aware of any of it, believe me. When I started writing about opening up Christian leaders, opening up stargates, nobody knew anything about that. And yet they were doing it right out in the opening, that they weren't hiding what they were doing. The problem was that Christians don't know anything. They're not taught anything in their churches. They don't know what the occult is. They don't know what witchcraft is. Witches have for some time been coming right into the churches and working their powers and doing prophecies right in front of the pastors, doing ritualisms, and nobody in Christian churches understood witchcraft at all. But getting
right
back to this, opening up these stargates, that is a dimension that started about 90 years ago in the occult realms, and it happens through what Parsons called sexual magic. He had a woman that they used to work with to open up the stargate to bring the Babylon spirit in by the name of Marjorie Cameron. And she participated in this sexual magic with Parson as his partner. And so they drew their powers from sexual magic. A lot of Christians don't realize the power of sex. They don't realize that occultists all use sex in their ritualisms. For instance, in the Skull and Bones and in most of your secret societies, the initiation comes through perverse sex. In the Skull and Bones, which President George Bush was a member of that, and so was John Kerry, just to name a few, they lay in a coffin, and they call it being rebirthed and raised up. And in a ritual, they have to explain every bad sexual thing that they've ever done. And then when they're raised up out of the coffin, then they are initiated through the acts of sodomy. And every single person that belongs to the secret society does the act of sodomy on that person that's being raised up in a birthing situation. But that
Dr. Pat, you know, someone sent me a list of occultic high holidays, and if they were a true witch or warlock people, they are engaging in sodomy and homosexual and lesbian acts. So it's just a given that if you're involved in that or planning to, that's what's going to happen to you. It's just perversion to the 10th degree, Dr. Pat. Let me give it back to you.
Yes. And so they wrote a book, by the way, called The Book of Babylon or Libra 49 by Jack Parsons. And they wrote a book called Libra All Vel Legis, and it's the book of the law. Many other things I could go on. I don't want to dwell around them too much. I just you can pull the newsletter up and you can see it for yourself and read it.
Well, you know, I will add to that that there seems to be a resurgence of interest in Aleister Crowley, Dr. Pat. Even some of the big rap stars are members of Masonic lodges. You're seeing them go around with some of the Logans. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, which was this famous saying from Aleister Crowley. They put them on T-shirts. They'll do these little things like make triangles with their fingers. And there's also this famous picture of Aleister Crowley. He had like a magician's hat. It looked like a pyramid hat. And then he did this thing with his hands where he'd hold his like fist with his arms kind of vertical, kind of right up next to his head.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very famous pose. And I was just going on YouTube the other day and looking at the band ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, and boom, there it was. I saw one of the guys doing this Aleister Crowley pose. So you're starting to see them, even in, with these modern groups do this. And so they've got to be involved into some hardcore witchcraft, being connected with Aleister Crowley, because he called himself the Beast.
Right.
And he was so wicked that He actually went to Italy. Mussolini ran him out of the country because they rented a home up on a mountaintop and were into sexual orgies and, you know, blood rituals.
Uh-huh.
And just wickedness, folks. And,
uh-huh.
you know, there's just this attraction to him. It wasn't bad enough that people like Anton LaVey, but Aleister Crowley was really bad news.
Well, now, the problem that we have here, though, is that this thing, terrible spirits that they have brought in from that dimension over into this dimension have been picked up by the New Age movement.
Yes.
And then from the New Age movement, which has spread throughout the world and into many of your Christian churches, was picked up and is being spread. But let me tell you how it came into the church. There was a fellow by the name of Bob Jones, and Bob Jones is the third wave chief guru, and he's an old man. He claims that he was a part of the ministry of William Branham, and William Branham was a minister that was back in the 50s that brought in the idea back then of angels, of an angel coming into his ministry. William Branham said that he could not heal a person unless that angel appeared in his ministry. So there was Bob Jones and then another man by the name of Paul Kane. Both of these men are very old, and they both claim that they were in Branham's ministry way back then. They appeared up at the Kansas City Prophets, which is Michael Bickle's group called IHOP, probably 10 or 15 years ago, and don't hold me to dates because I'm just, you know, from memory, I'm working on a lot of this stuff.
Does that stand for International House of Pagans?
Yeah, that's a good one. But anyway, here's what happened. They became the chief prophets of that group. And from that group, prophecy sprung forth concerning the revival that was going to happen up in Canada that we know as the airport revival. And from that revival, it jumped over the ocean to a church over there called, I believe it, from memory, was called Brahman Church. From there, Steve Hill brought it over down to Panama City, called the Brownsville Revival. And this particular revival was a fake revival. All of them were fake. They were being fueled by false angels and the Kundalini spirit and another gospel. It was really not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, Todd Bentley was, after them, Todd Bentley appeared down in Lakeland. So the way these things operate, they believe that they have the power to come into a town and open up what they call a stargate. And when they open up the stargate, what happens is they believe that that they can go into a place that they call the third heaven. Now, the third heaven, in all of these fake, false revivals, the people that go to those revivals, they were open for two different things, and I'm going to go very deeply into that. So for the deliverance ministers that are listening today, if you don't know this, if you don't know this information and you're in the deliverance ministry, you are working with one hand tied behind your back trying to overcome the powers that you're dealing with in today's world. I'm telling you the truth. So what happened was they started Bob Jones is their chief prophet. And Bob Jones ends up in, he was in a mental ward. Now, this is before he appeared up at the Kansas City IHOP. Now, he's in a mental ward, and demons are coming to him. This is his testimony. This is what he said about himself. He said demons were appearing to him one night, he said, and then the next night, he said, angels came. And the angels taught him to open up the gate to go into the third heaven. This is the individual that became the key chief prophet of the third wave movement. And now, Bob Jones is a pervert. He was caught up in Kansas City requiring young women to disrobe so that they could be nude and pure whenever he would give them a prophecy. The other fellow that came and appeared up there was Paul Kane. And Paul Kane was uncovered and was an alcoholic and also a homosexual. Rick Joyner and several of the men, quote, restored them, just as the same person supposedly restored Bentley. Now, a lot of you know Bentley's story now because it got all over the Internet. And to be honest with you, he confessed that every night he would go up on the platform and he was drunk on liquor. The body of Christ was so blind, the pastors so blinded. Here they are sitting in a charismatic meeting over in Lakeland, Florida, with a man with a tattooed bodysuit on, looking like a Hell's Angel motorcyclist, ministering to their people, and this particular man was drunk on alcohol, pretending to be drunk on the Spirit, laying his demonic hands on their people, and their people were getting demon-possessed. Now, at the same time, this same character, Bentley, was dating or having an adulterous affair with a person that worked in his ministry. Well, when Joyner decided to, they all tried to restore him. You got to understand, millions and millions of dollars were flowing through that Bentley ministry down there. 10,000 people a night were showing up. Godless television. Wendy and her husband Alec were showing it free every night. 190 million people were watching this character every night on the television. This phony revival was flowing all over the world. People were coming to get their demons from all over the world. And so what was happening is because I was writing the articles, just a few pastors, there should have been hundreds, just a few pastors were contacting me. There was one pastor that called me from down south. He said he went to the meeting, and he said when he went to the meeting, the Lord spoke to him when he went into the restroom and said, get your people out of here. This place is filled with witches. So he got his people out of there, and what happened was the people stood out front and started giving away tracts about how to get saved. Todd Bentley's people came out and ran them away. Another thing that happened, churches all around where these meetings were going on closed down. pastors. I know pastors call me from all over Florida, and their people would come back from this so-called revival. And what happened is when they would come back to the church, they would leave the church and they would tell the pastor, I've outgrown you. I can no longer fellowship with you. And the reason was they had been transferred the spirit of Kundalini, which was an imitating Holy Ghost meeting and spirit, and they had received another gospel, another Jesus. And so they were becoming demon-possessed. I actually, personally, have ministered to people that had gone over to this Todd Bentley ministry. And it was, of course, we had opportunities at that time to study this Kundalini spirit and see how it acted and see what it did. And you can actually go up now on the YouTube and you can find this spirit. Just type in Kundalini. Write it down for now. It's called Kundalini. And type Christian Hindu, and you can call up and you can see how the Christian react to the Kundalini spirit is exactly the same way that the Hindus react to it and see the manifestations of it. And it is a false unholy ghost is what it is. It's not the Holy Ghost. So what happened, Shannon, was that I began to hear about the third heaven and how they were taking people up to the third heaven. So the Lord started showing me things about that, and I've written some articles about the third heaven, and Peter Wagner, Bob Jones, Mike Bickle, all of them. And what they would do is, in their meetings, they would take the people by their hands. They would tell them to close their eyes, that they would take them to the third heaven. When they closed their eyes, they would say, I'm here. Are you here yet? And the person would say, no, I'm not here. Do you want to come? Yes. See, the devil has to get your approval, permission to steal your soul. So then when they said yes, they would soul travel or astral project those people out of their bodies into a place that they were calling the third heaven. Now, the Lord spoke to me and told me that this place, the third heaven, is not the third heaven at all. That it's the place of devils that you see up in Ephesians 6:12. I think it's 10:12. 6:10 from memory, I'm talking, thinking real fast. But what happens is that the Lord spoke this to me. He said, when they take a Christian up to the third heaven, he said they stay there, and they will meet me at the judgment gate or the judgment seat. He said what happens is a fallen angel comes back through the stargate, and when he comes through the stargate, he takes over that body. Well, you know, when you hear things like this, it's not as dramatic, really, as if you see things like that. And so anything that the Lord has ever taught me in the deliverance ministry, he's always given me the opportunity to see it in a person, to meet people that have it, so that I know how to minister to it, and I know when I see it.
I want to say something, Dr. Pat. We got some people in the chat room. Let me just respond to them. I ask you to tell me where in the Bible, folks in the chat room, where Jesus called down gold dust and feathers. Also, where Jesus called down fire. When fire was called down, either God smote somebody or Elijah the prophet called it down on the armies that were trying to attack him or the prophets of Baal. Or you see Jesus rebuking two of the disciples when they said, "Shall we call down fire and smite these guys?" And Jesus says, "You don't know what spirit you are of." And that's what you're seeing in the third wave. You're seeing drunken adulterers get up on the stage, kick people in the stomach who had cancer, go around drunk, okay, and then call down fire and summon fallen angels called MOO. That's not God. And if you went into those services, you're going to need some deliverance. We know people who have went to the services. In fact, I cast out a Kundalini demon just the other night. And people went in there looking for the true power of God. And I'm not against the people that went in there, because the unfortunate part, folks, is the mainstream church has failed. You don't see the power of God moving in most churches because the pastors don't believe it's for today. They don't believe Christians can have demons. They don't believe that healing is for today. Okay? They don't believe the gifts of the Spirit are for today. So you've got this false, apostate, third-wave organization, as Dr. Holliday is laying out here tonight, all too willing to give you the counterfeit. And Satan is also willing to give you the counterfeit manifestations. And I want you also to go into what Kundalini does for a person who has it, Dr. Pat, some of the feelings that they get. Let me give it back to you.
Okay. Now, let me just say this, because I got to tell you this part before we go on, because I'm giving you a whole body of material that that took probably a year of research to pull out in just a few minutes. But let me tell you that just because somebody does a miracle, it does not mean that it's of God. The Bible, if somebody will look it up for me, please, in Thessalonians, it says that Satan shall call down signs and wonders and miracles. And over in the book of Revelation, if somebody will look that up and type it in there. Because you've got to understand that just because somebody does a miracle, it does not mean that it's of God. You've got to understand that to get through with this deception that's going on. Now, in Todd Bentley's case, there were no miracles, because when he went up on secular news, ABC and NBC exposed him, he could not produce one paper that proved that there was one miracle that went on in his meeting. And at that time when he went up there, they were saying 150 people had been raised from the dead. So don't just come and talk about gifts of healing right now, because that's not what this is about. But since some people think that that some miracles went on and that was a sign that this was of God, I got to tell you that it wasn't, okay? It was an impartation of devils. Now, whenever you go and you get hands laid on you, it's not supposed to for somebody to impart something to you. You're supposed to get filled with the Holy Ghost, not an impartation of something. And that word, impartation, it just means that they are distributing devils to you. Now, I've ministered to a lot of people that have been under the Kundalini devil, and I know what I'm talking about. And I know this is new information for all of you. And I can only tell you, for God's sakes, go up there and read some of those newsletters and get educated just as quick as you can, because this is the great falling away. Now, what happens is when they go into this third heaven situation and they don't come back, a demon comes back and goes into that body. And I have seen them. There's a lady here in Jacksonville that was in a restaurant with me one night, and there was a lady sitting in the restaurant that used to minister with us. So we knew this lady very, very, very well. And that woman, her spirit was totally gone. She looked like a zombie. Her eyes looked like big, black, glossy pools. She talked like a computer. And that woman was not the woman that we used to minister to. So if you haven't seen it, just pray about these things. I don't ask anybody to believe anything that I say, but I do ask people to at least check it out, because your life may be endangered if you don't. Now, the Kundalini spirit, whenever they take them in there to the third heaven, what they're doing is, number one, opening up stargates. And I started out talking about Aleister Crowley because of the fact that Aleister Crowley is the most well-known Satanist in the world, okay? And you can go and find out that Aleister Crowley was the first person that opened the stargate and called the demon, called Lamb. We already talked about that. And Aleister Crowley drew a picture of him. He looks like a gray alien from outer space. We also talked about Parson and Ron Hubbard, who were doing sexual ritualisms that brought, they were trying to open up the Babylonian stargate. Now, in the New Age movement, you can see up on the internet, New Agers are all into opening up stargates, okay? So this is things that are going on, and I know that some of you, to you, it's like a fairyland story, and that's why. Whenever I started this, I said this is going to be one of the most important messages that you're going to hear. And the reason is because your soul is in danger. If you go into one of these third wave churches where they're pulling you into bewitching spirits, enchantments, hypnotizing you, pulling you under something called contemplative prayer, laying you on the floor, playing backmasked music worship tapes, you going into trances. Listen, friends, you may not ever come back. Some people are never going to come back. And so the truth of the matter is, this is important for you to do studies on and for you to know. I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I don't care if you don't believe me. I'm just telling you, you better do some investigations, because America is full of this stuff.
Well, let me add, Dr. Pat, that it's not only full of it, folks, but there is they are ramping up the invasion into a church near you. If it wasn't bad enough that we've got to deal with demonic spirits, now we have to deal with a false deliverance ministry that if they come to a meeting near you, and you come out there, and you get hands laid on you by one of the false third-wave deliverance ministers, they're going to impart a demonic spirit into you. I've already seen some of them. They've come to areas like Nashville, Tennessee, some well-known televangelists. And what they're doing is they're bringing this heresy into the churches. Then you've got churches that don't even believe that Christians can have a demon, and that's most of them out there. And if you're going to a church like that, you need to go find another one, because that pastor that you're listening to needs deliverance himself. So what we're trying to do here is we're not on a character assassination trip tonight. We're trying to help you. I'm working with a gentleman right now who was so infested after going there to get help, okay, that we're continuing to do deliverance with him. And he was asked to astral project into the third heaven. They imparted a kundalini demon into him, which has its roots in Hinduism. And it will curl at the base of your spine and make you feel ecstasy. And you'll think it's the Holy Spirit. But we're trying to tell people the dangers out there, because it's just a matter of time before one of their ministers come to your church and hold a revival. And you got to be very careful who you let lay hands on you, because they'll put the magic touch on you, and you'll go out of there worse than you came in. Let me give it back to you, Dr. Pat. What did you see over in Africa?
When I went into Bishop Kanko's church, what happens in his church is he has probably around 48 trained deliverance ministers in his church. And what happens is when the anointing of God comes, at the same time in various meetings, you could see maybe 25 to 50 witches in the church that would come in to infiltrate. And what happens is the witches come to test your power, to see if you who you are and who you say that you are. And so I watched the manifestations over there, and I told Bishop Kanko, I saw his ministers casting them out, and listen, Rush Dizdar is not a Satan. He's not a Satanist. Is that what you're trying to say, Marine or Jesus, or are you saying that he uncovers Satanism? Because I believe he's a deliverance minister. But anyway, the point that I'm making here is when you're over there in Africa, they're manifesting. And so I told Bishop Kanko, he had not been around America at the time, and I said, Bishop, you're casting out these manifestations over here of these demons. I said, but over in our nation, they think it's the Holy Ghost. He didn't believe me. And when he came over here, I took him around and showed him it was going on in some of the biggest churches in the country. Demonic manifestations. The same manifestations where the deliverance ministry were driving them out. Over here, they were treating it like the Holy Ghost, with pastors standing over these manifesting devils screaming, more Lord, more Lord. I know what I'm talking about, friends, and the reason that I felt such an urgency to write those things, those newsletters, and to even come on here tonight was because Omega Man told me about some man that they're ministering to. I haven't ministered to this man, but he described going over to Brownsville, laying on the floor, being told to close his eyes, and he peeked and saw serpents all over the floor. Friends, demons are real. And whenever churches in America are entertaining devils and calling it the Holy Ghost, somebody has to tell the truth. Whether anybody believes it or not, I have to tell you the truth. It's the same spirit that you see over in the book of Galatians when Paul came and said, who has bewitched you? This is a bewitching spirit. Now, in Jacksonville, there were several churches that didn't get into this, but mostly, some of your biggest churches sent their people over to Brownsville. There was one big church here that the pastor gets up and says, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you not to go over there, but if you do, be careful. Now, what pastor would speak to their people and not protect them if he thought that there could be some danger to those people? And how can little sheep protect themselves when nobody has ever taught them that there really is a devil, there really are demons, and that you can get demon possessed? Because most of these pastors are telling the people in our nation that they can't get demon possessed because they're Christians. So I'm just telling you that this is a very big movement. It's all over the world. Some of the most powerful ministers are involved in it. And you can blindly say, I don't believe that. You can never investigate that. But you can go in that one of those churches and you'll come out demon-possessed. Now, just one last thing that I want to say before we change this, that if they go into the third heaven, and I'm talking to deliverance ministers now, if they go into the third heaven and their spirit is captured over there and another spirit comes into that body, deliverance ministers, you cannot cast those spirits out. You cannot cast them out because that person's spirit is gone. It's captured in the other realms. And this is mind-boggling. I understand that it is, but it's true. Omega Man.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with the second hour. If you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, and we'll be back right after this short break. This is a live program, but before I do that, Dr. Pat, give out your website information.
You can find these newsletters on patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com and remnantradio.org. And you can also find me up on OmegaMan.com.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. That has pedophiles, it has some of their main leadership drunken on stage, running around with their church secretaries, okay, getting saved and then putting tattoos all over their body and piercing themselves. You know, Jesus says you should, you know, the word says you're not supposed to have any marking on your flesh. Now, that wasn't pre-salvation. That was after he said he came to Christ. Okay. I look at that as rotten fruit, Dr. Pat.
Yes.
You know, a pastor who is saved and on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ should not be doing that, should not be into internet pornography, you know, should not be abusing children, should not be fornicating. You will know them by their fruits, and that's rotten fruit. So that should tell you something out there. And if they've taken the blood of Jesus out of the hymn books, I would get out of those churches too. Let me give it back to you, Dr. Pat.
Okay, first place, Mark. You know, PhD, I have a PhD and I have a THD, and I taught in the seminary for 8 years. And Christian seminaries all over the country offer PhDs, in which the people that go through those programs become Christian counselors. So if you think it's secular, you just don't understand things, I guess. We love you. If you don't know what we're talking about, the best thing to do is to go investigate it. Don't try to come in and be a smart aleck in things that you have no idea what you're talking about, because there are people's souls are in trouble and in danger. And that's why we're here. We're not here to lift Pat Holiday up or Omega Man or Shannon. We're here because people are desperate. These spirits have gone all over the world. When you've got pastors that are hypnotizing people in their churches, and you've got pastors that are going under these demonic powers, the same powers that were offered by the biggest Satanists in the world, called Aleister Crowley, and they don't even know that they're in the occult of witchcraft. Somebody has to speak up. Now, I've laid my life on the line to do what I do, both politically as well as spiritually. I don't know what you've done in the kingdom, but I know that Omega Man and myself and the few other deliverance ministries in the country, we have stood up to tell the church in America to wake up, that people are demon-possessed. And when you go over into Africa, into Bishop Kanko's church over there, and you see thousands of people sincerely praying and living for the Lord, full of the joy of the Holy Ghost, the true Spirit of God in that church, and you come over into America and you see these ritualisms and these demonic things going on in your churches, in your country, I laid my life down for it. and I will continue to do so. So I'm just telling you that I love you, but unless you've walked in my shoes, I think you better just shut up, okay?
Amen to that. Folks, there are people desperate, dying out there from demonic attacks, suicide demons manifesting in them. You know, witches and warlocks sending curses out of, against people of leukemia and cancer. We had one individual, we fought demons for 4 solid hours, and I cast out 400 demons in the name of Jesus Christ, to include a Kundalini demon. So we know what we're talking about here. The church is infected with them. And the worst part about it is they don't even know where the attacks are coming from, that they're coming from the inside of them, because they've been told that a Christian can't have a demon. And what we're trying to tell you here, you better have the spirit of discernment in this hour, because there is the authentic and there's the counterfeit. There's Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, and there's going to be an Antichrist to pop his head up. There's a true deliverance ministry. There is the false deliverance ministry that won't take a demon out of you. It'll put one in. And, you know, there's heresy, and it's going to be abound in these days because the days are dark. Well, we have open lines tonight, so in between taking calls, Dr. Pat's going to continue to teach. And the phone number tonight is 917-889-2745. Shall we take a call, Dr. Pat?
Yes, but let me say that that lady whose head moves real fast is Stacy Campbell. I mean, you can find her up on the YouTube. You've never seen anything so bizarre in all of your life.
That head whips so fast that you start to see a third face. It's a demonic spirit manifesting. That's not the Holy Spirit, folks. Okay, the Holy Spirit doesn't make you stand on one leg like a stork or do backstrokes like a marine spirit will do across the floor.
So it's
sick. It's sickness. But, you know, there is hope here. If you open your eyes, you'll ask God to give you discernment. And as you get stronger, then you go pluck people out of the fire who are still in ignorance out there. Let's go to our first caller from area code 806. Caller, you're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Good evening. This is more of a praise report to y'all than a need for prayer or anything. I really commend you, Omega Man, and Dr. Pat, and the other hosts that you have or guests that you have on your program. I've been aware of the deal fiasco that went on in Lakeland, and was aware of what Andrew Strom put forth on the YouTubes and so forth. And I have, in these times that we're in, as we pray for people, I've lacked the knowledge and confidence that we were getting the job done. And I see from y'all's teachings how getting a spirit or a group of spirits out of that person will help deliver them for whatever their prayer needs are. And I welcome that knowledge, and I'm not comfortable. I've got a host of books that I had a few, and then I got John Kyle's book the other day that he put out, and I had Pigs in the Parlor and the Derek Prince book, and I'm reading those and really inhaling them. And by accident, I've actually had to command some spirits to leave. But after hearing y'all, I did a person a disservice one time because they weren't saved. And when they went back into their sin, I knew that demon and seven more or a greater number came in. So I had done realize that I was in error when I did that. So that teaching is good for me. But in looking around, and we've got a friend that is an awesome minister in deliverance, but they're into this third wave mess, and so we.
Well, they can't be in the third wave and in the deliverance ministry at the same time, because they're ministering under a different devil. They're ministering under a spirit called Kundalini, and it's a devil.
So the devil
can't cast out the devil. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. But anyway, locally, I thought, well, I would like to maybe try to find a deliverance minister in my area, and or maybe I could get some hands-on instruction and you know, help as people do deliverance. So I looked up on, I think it was the International Society of Deliverance Ministers, and 60 miles from where I live was one of these ministries. And so I was looking around the website and really looking at everything, and they had spoke that they had worked with Frank Hammond and so forth over the years. One of their testimonials, I went to their testimonials, one of their testimonials was a prophecy by Todd Bentley over them, so I knew they had done been down to Lakeland and had the impartation. So my question is, if a person is born again, filled with the Spirit, doing deliverance, and apparently that was their ministry, how could they go to Lakeland? How could they be suckered in and not know what was being done to them?
Well, you see, if you go blindly into a meeting and you just let anybody lay their hands on you and pray for you, if that person isn't a holy person, ordained and called by God, there will be a transference of spirits. And in my opinion, I don't see how anybody could look at Todd Bentley and not see that this was an unholy person. You didn't really need to have a lot of discerning of spirits. Now, let me say something about a person that claims to be in the deliverance ministry. A lot of people claim to be a lot of things. The deliverance ministry is not a ministry of ritualistically casting devils out. The books that are written, I write books. I have 80 books that I've written and some that I haven't even put up on my webpage. I list devils just like everybody else does that I've come across over the years. But I'm going to tell you something. When I actually get into a conflict with a demon, it doesn't come ritualistically for me. It comes through the anointing of discerning devils. And that happens over the years as God trains you. So if somebody just pulls a list out, and, well, Wynn Worley did it like this, so this is how I'm going to do it, and they just start moving ritualistically in the deliverance ministry, and they don't fast, they don't pray, they don't read their word. They just depend on somebody else to teach them how to cast out devils. That person is going to end up shipwrecked. I can tell you that. It's a very highly anointed ministry that has to be connected to Jesus when you're doing it. So how did they do it? If they're in the third wave, they're blinded. They cannot see. We had a fellow here in Jacksonville that is a well-known deliverance ministry all over Jacksonville. And that man at first stood against Lakeland. And then when his pastor went over there, the pastor came back and said, there's nothing wrong with it. And he turned tail and started agreeing with those spirits. A couple that he was ministering to came over to our church, and we had to set the captives free. Because it's not just ritualistically done, sir. It is a commitment to Jesus.
Well, you
and
know,
you
Dr.
can lose
Pat,
your life in the deliverance ministry. Let me tell you that right up front. The devils can kill you, just like in the Sons of Sceva. Whenever they came and they saw that these men of God were casting out devils in the name of Jesus, what happens is that those devils know who have the anointing, and they know the levels of faith that the person's at, and they can fool you or they can overcome you. And that's why people minister with two. You never minister by yourself. You go in twos. And the reason for that is while one's ministering, the other one's covering the other. and they're working as a team in the deliverance ministry. So it's not a ministry that you just dabble around in and play with, because you can lose your life in the deliverance ministry.
Well, it's true. Witchcraft is real. Curses are real, folks. I've been on the phone ministering with someone, and there was a witch on the other end, and all of a sudden I started to have accelerated heart palpitations. These things are real. You know, we know countless stories of men and women of God, powerful deliverance ministers, who have come under attack. So, you know, this is actual warfare. You don't go to Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and go over there and, you know, thinking, hey, I'm going to fire shots at the enemy and I'm not going to get hit. Now, you can be victorious in Christ, but it is a real battle. And to, you know, respond to your question, sir, how can people be deceived? Well, it happens all the time. You know, Satan will use different traps for people. He'll try to bring you in with money. He'll appeal to you through lust of the flesh, if you're a man. It could be pride. And, you know, look at the elections for presidents. You'll have people that don't even know the platform that someone is standing on and you know, what they're for or against. Yet they'll just look at the status quo, you know, and they'll gravitate towards who's the most popular, because, you know, they don't want to be on the unpopular and losing side. And so, yeah, you know, they'll just go with the crowd. And so you'll have a lot of these people, they measure success by, you know, is your organization one that has its own TV show? Are the pastors millionaires? Do they have their jets? And they say, well, that must be of God. God must be blessing them. And they don't realize that Satan also controls finances and can, you know, bless he can really outfit his organizations with all the trappings that, you know, could deceive you into thinking that, hey, that's of God. And then they go there and then they start to feel something. You know, they're going there and they're going off of their emotions. And I was talking to a brother the other day, and he's going to do a program talking about the real power behind music. And, you know, they'll have a satanic anointing coming through some of the music. It'll invoke emotions in you. You'll say, that must be God, you know. And the next thing you know, they get trapped. And they see all the outward signs that fools them into thinking, hey, that must be the Holy Spirit moving through this ministry. And so, yeah, this is a real man of God, and he's doing deliverance. Oh, yeah, I want to get involved in them. Well, you know, Warren one time said, you know, be very concerned when deliverance ministry gets popular. And he didn't see that day, but I'm starting to see it here, as Dr. Pat is, and it's becoming very popular. And the problem is you've got some well-known ministers that run chains of karate schools. And if you happen to go over there and they lay hands on you, you're going to come out with a demon for sure.
Amen. Right?
And so you can't go on your emotions. I guess I want to sum it up like that. You can't measure it by the world standards for success. In fact, the greatest deliverance ministers that I know, men and women of God like Dr. Pat, you know, you will not hear about them in most cities because they're not popular.
I believe
that. You see? And they're not well-financed. But Satan has certainly got a group of men and women on TV that are well-financed. And so, you know, you'll know them by their fruits. And so just be very careful. Ask God to give you some discernment. And understand there's the false and then there's the authentic out there. I guess I'll sum up like that.
Let me speak to some stuff going on in the chat room right now. Brownsville is not just
a mixture. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Brownsville was not just a mixture. What we're looking at here tonight is a movement. And the movement, it came to Brownsville. I explained that earlier. It came up to Canada called the Airport Revival. It jumped across the ocean to Brownsville.
Sure is. What else do you get with every new Toyota?
And then it came over from England by Steve Hill to Brownsville. And it is a spirit that is being carried from place to place. And when it comes in, it's not pure in the beginning, and then it becomes a mixture. It is demonic from the moment it hits. Now, John Kilpatrick, or Kirkpatrick, has another big ministry going, a big revival going, that's hooking in a lot of people, and it's the same spirit that was moving over in Brownsville. And they say, well, people are getting miracles, and they're getting healed, and this and that. Let me tell you, miracles are not, it's not miracles are not the sign of a pure ministry. Miracles can happen by the demons or by God's people. The Bible clearly says that that the devil shall call down miracles. And so that's not what you look for. You look for doctrine. And somebody asked me, how would you know? One of the things that I noticed was that whenever the I bind confusion now. Somebody's trying to hit us with confusion, and I bind that up in the name of Jesus, and I send it right back to you in Jesus' name. One of the things that you will notice is the people's faces. When they're slain under these false demonic spirits, their faces will twist in a demonic way. I've seen that. They begin to tremble and shake all over, and they cannot control that. There's all kinds of weird-looking manifestations, and I would just suggest, for lack of time, for you to go up and look up, as I said earlier, the word Kundalini, Christian, a counterfeit on YouTube, and you will see the difference between the Holy Spirit and Kundalini spirits.
Amen.
It's not anything to play around with. Once you get possessed, you're not going to walk upright until you get delivered. And if you have ever been to any of these ministries that are practicing these things, whether you thought it was right in the beginning, let me tell you something. You need deliverance. You need deliverance. And I don't know too many American Christians that haven't been under this spirit.
Dr. Pat, the whole church has received demonic spirits. And folks, you can get them, you know, laying on of hands, you can get them through generational, familiar spirits. There's religious spirits that come down through almost every denomination out there. Everybody's got demons. Let's just get real with it. The point is, do you want to get more infested than you are? And secondly, are you going to get any true deliverance where you're currently going? You will not if you're going to the third wave movements. You're almost surely going to get more than you bargain for. And it is a shame because people are looking for the true power of God, Dr. Pat, and many of the men and women of God out there have failed. And folks, it's time to get back on the old paths. Get back to the Word of God. The power of God is real. It is for today. And we just need to pray for discernment out there. That we don't be deceived. I pray that a lot of time. I say, God, please don't let me be deceived. So, yes, miracles are for today. Deliverance is for today. But understand, we're in a war. And there's an authentic and a counterfeit out there. So we're just trying to show you tonight that the counterfeit is very active. It's invading the church like a virus. And you need to be able to tell the signs of an infected organization. And again, you'll know them by their fruits. And so there's many things that are coming to light in a lot of these organizations as the men and women are being caught in adulterous affairs. They're being caught in pedophilia. They're being caught in questionable practices. They're being caught in pornography. And that's an organization you want to break away from.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about people that did that before they came to Christ. I'm talking about people who claim to have Jesus Christ as their Savior and then are going out there and doing that. That's what I'm talking about here. Because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I was one of the world's worst sinners. But thank God He had mercy on me and saved me. But if I go back to my old ways, then I'm not walking with the Lord. I'm walking with Satan, and I'm not going to do that. And
that's right.
Nor should they be doing that. And we just want to take a break right now and just apply the blood of Jesus to everyone listening tonight. And right now I break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells, all witchcraft being sent against this program, Dr. Pat and I and the believers. And we send all the foul spirits and all this witchcraft, curses, and this infirmity back to the original senders in Jesus Christ's name.
That's right.
We're asking God that you'd loose your warrior angels to surround the people of God tonight. And we just bind and cage any foul spirit, starting with the strong man and the listeners out there tonight, and someone that does not know Christ, we bind and cage your foul spirits, command them to be caged until they manifest and come out in deliverance in Jesus' name. Let's go to the next caller here. We've got, an international call. Stand by. Let's get the caller on the line here. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi, hello. My name is Lloyd. I'm calling from England. I've been listening to your program and also watched your previous programs on your the Miracle, your one of your website programs. Two questions. First one, I have been to see Todd Bentley, and I do need deliverance from that. I need deliverance from that. Number two, also, I have also been to, he's come to England on twice, and I've been to both those, and I bought some of his materials, his books and CDs, and I just sort of kept them. I was not sure what to do with them.
Burn them.
I got to burn them.
Yeah, you do. You treat that stuff just like it's occult literature, because it's written under the inspiration of another spirit aside from the Spirit of God. And may I say this, I've written 80 books and more that I've never put up. But I advise people today to get into the Bible. Go into the Bible and study and sit at the feet of Jesus and let him be your teacher. And let him minister to you on a daily basis, because it's so, so important for people to understand their relationship with Jesus is very personal. Reading a good Christian book is wonderful. Learning at the feet of somebody is wonderful if they're learned at the feet of Jesus and if they're real. But you can never replace the power of Jesus Christ teaching you for himself. You see, when I wrote all of these articles, I was in land that I had never been in. A lot of you don't understand that I have lived alone with Jesus for many years. I ministered over in Africa and a few of the foreign countries. But here in Jacksonville, I don't go here and go there. I spend a lot of time with the Lord and with his word and getting to know him. So I have a two-way communication line. So when this stuff popped forth, the Lord had to teach me so that I could teach you quickly, because it has spread just like yeast in bread. And we as Christians, we need to be able to minister to people that we know that are caught up in this stuff. Glad to see Rita Hill up there. Rita knows a lot about what we're talking about. And you need to get with Jesus for yourself as well as learn as quickly as you can, right?
Yes.
And you know, you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, brother?
Yes, I'm saved. I'm actually saved.
Well, praise God, you're eligible for deliverance then, because it's the children's bread. Let us ask you some questions. What do you believe were the entry points for the demons to come into you? Were you involved in the occult at all?
What I've actually done is, over the point of time, I've been learning to deliverance, and part of it being Dr. Holliday's website has been excellent for me. And she rightly says the Bible. So I've been actually learning a lot of self-deliverance. But one thing which has been sort of fighting with is to do with spiritual marriages, you know, sex in the dream.
Okay.
You're
talking about water spirits now, right?
Yes. You're being attacked at night, is that right?
Sex in the dream. That's it. You just have sex and wake up in the night, whether you have this. Yeah. But I come from a background where my mother is a witch doctor, and that's been a fight for me to actually break away from that. And, I mean, glory to God, I've actually managed to break away from that.
Where are you from originally? Were you from Ghana or Nigeria?
I'm originally from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
I'm originally from Zimbabwe. And in the last few weeks, I was just praying, asking God, why is there, what is that opened the door and what's the cause of these spiritual marriages? Because previously, God had shown me before that I was actually married to my mother through some customary rituals and everything. So in this particular, he showed me, and the solution was Dr. Pat Holiday. And I was like, Dr. Pat, but I could not understand it. It was only yesterday, I was going through the program and I realized you're live on air. And I said, I got to ring in. I've actually texted the message to your to see if I could actually ring, but I realize you're on live today. So
we're
going to
pray for you tonight. I just want to make sure I understand you clearly. Was it your father or your grandfather was a witch doctor?
No, my mother is a witch doctor. So my father is late
she now. Is she still in it? Is she still
she's
doing
what,
it?
She says she doesn't do much, but from what I understand from my siblings who are still in Zimbabwe, she still dabbles in it. And,
it's a beautiful day inside when you use Lysol Nutra Air Fabric.
I apologize for that. We had an interruption. Let's keep on going. So your mother is a witch doctor.
All right. Let me, because I can handle this very quickly. This spiritual marriage is a spirit called Asmodeus for the man and Asmodeus for the woman. Now, what happens in the spirit realm is whenever you marry... I bind this up, you spirit, in the name of Jesus that's interfering with this. You're not going to win. And I break your powers to interrupt this program in Jesus' name. Now,
continue on.
Whenever a spiritual marriage happens, it's a legal binding oath, just like a marriage in the physical realm. And so the first thing that you have to do is to break the oath, allowing the spirit to become your spiritual wife in your case. So do you remember making an oath to a spirit that you would marry that spirit?
When my father died, they did a customary thing where I was supposed to take over to say I'm now the traditional head of the family as the eldest boy. So
I understand all that. That's not what we're talking about.
But
did
what
you
meant
make,
was...
Wait.
No, I didn't make any oath. Any conscious oath, too. No.
Some of you that haven't read the book, Witch Doctor and the Man... and the City Under the Sea, if you'll get that book, you'll understand what we're talking about here tonight. And these spiritual marriages happens all over the world, including in America. And so what I'm asking you is this spirit coming in and abusing you without you inviting it or marrying it through an oath?
That's right.
It's coming in abusing you without you having an oath?
No, I've got no consent. Actually, when I wake up, I'm like, I'm angry. I literally try to break any cases, any covenants I know of, I don't know of, just do some warfare, basically.
The spirit involved in this is it's Asmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, Abaddon, Apollyon, and it's also Beelzebub. These are the principalities over this particular spirit. And so what I want you to do is I want you to just renounce it publicly.
And we're
going to
do this not only with this gentleman, but anybody else out there is being detected. You can pray along with Dr. Pat and this brother, and you can get set free right where you're at. So, Dr.
That's right.
Pat, continue on.
I want you to, what I want you to do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To forgive me of all of my sins.
To forgive me of all my sins.
I ask you to be my personal Savior.
I ask you to be my personal Savior.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I renounce.
I renounce.
A spiritual wife.
The spiritual wife.
I renounce all of the spirits that have been released over me by my mother.
I renounce all the spirits that have been released over me by my mother.
And all of the spirits that have been released by the people she's associated with.
And all the spirits that have been released by the people she's associated with.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
What'd you say?
In Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name.
Can you hear that, Omega Man?
He said in Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of distortion in the background, but that's just because of the distance. So keep on going.
And say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself.
In the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself.
From Jezebel's spirit.
From Jezebel's spirit.
Spirit of rebellion.
Spirit of rebellion.
And spirit of witchcraft.
And spirit of witchcraft.
I bind all of the idolatry spirits.
I bind all the idolatry spirits.
I bind all of the sexual spirits.
I bind all the sexual spirits.
All demonic manifestations of manipulations.
All demonic manipulations. All demonic
spirits. Traditions. Every devil that has come to claim my soul.
Every devil that has come to claim my soul.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I bind the spirit of Baal.
I bind the spirit of Baal.
And every sexual devil.
And every sexual devil.
I command all of these spirits to go into a cage right now.
I command all of these spirits to go into a cage right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, everybody listening, if you have spirits that are meeting you at nighttime and having raping you or having sex with you, you participate and you can get free at the same time. Now, spirits, they come out from the belly and they come up through your esophagus and out of your mouth. And so you have to open your mouth. If you cough, it will break them up, and it just makes you to get free quicker. We invite all of the people in the chat room to pray, to participate in this deliverance as Omega Man and I begin to call these spirits out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And, brother, I want to ask you one question before she starts calling them out. In your dreams, do any people try to feed you?
No, those have stopped. They'll stop some time back now, way back.
Do you have anybody trying to shoot you with a pistol?
No, not those. The only ones are sexual ones. These are the dominant ones, sexual ones.
And do they always result in a wet dream?
Always. Well, most of the time, well, some of them are like familiar. They come and they say, there are some people I pray for on the phone, but they will come to me that she has sexual intercourse with me.
Okay.
Some of them, yeah.
That's all that
some
I need to know.
Don't, All right, sir.
Very good. We're gonna start praying, Dr. Pat.
Okay, we take authority of these spirits and we command them to start coming out right now. In the name of Jesus, you will leave.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Everyone that has been named, everyone that hasn't been named, we call you and command you to go into the cage right now.
Foul spirits.
You have no power.
You're going to lose
him. Bind up spirits that are biting. Snake biting spirits in the chat room. We command those things to come out in the name of Jesus.
We also ask
every devil
for angels
come out
to
come
surround
out
the people tonight.
The blood of
Jesus.
Jesus'
name.
The blood of Jesus.
Come out, you foul spirits.
The blood of Jesus.
Lord, rebuke you. Come on.
We
in
bind
Jesus name
those pistol shooting spirits
we
in the chat
you
room
him,
as well
name
as this man in Jesus' name. Just open your mouth and call them out. Flying in a dream, we bind the spirit of witchcraft. We command that thing to come out, coming
loose
down the family
right
lines. Ten generations back, ten generations forward.
Come out of him in Jesus' name.
We command every one of them. We bind
weaken
every
you,
familiar spirit.
Spirit.
They come in the form of cats and animals. We bind those things
you
up and we command
spirit
those
we
to come
you
out. In the name of Jesus,
name
right now, every devil, you must leave. You must leave. Take a deep breath and let them go.
You
a
come out of
deep,
him right now. You foul and wicked spirit.
That's right.
Jesus rebuke
that's
you.
Right.
Come out right
cooperate
now.
Cooperate. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Now, every devil that comes down your family line from your mother being in witchcraft, we break those powers right now in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to name them, and Omega Man is going to press them out. We're going to work as a team right now, okay? I bind the spirit of Jezebel. You spirits.
You come out right now.
I command every one of you
we
to go
you,
into a
you
cave.
Come out in Jesus'
idol
name.
Idol worship. Saturn.
Come out right now.
Ishtar. Lust.
We bind you. Be weak.
Power,
come out. Come out
liberal,
in Jesus' name.
Reign of
or
evil.
Or the you foul spirits.
Easter. Abomination.
Loosen and let him go right
all
now.
All healing powers. Misleading children,
Nimrod, come all the way out.
Symbols, Diana,
out of them right now in Jesus' name.
Sacred egg spirits, divination.
You come out, you foul spirit. Be
weakened
right now. Let them go.
Okay, now here's what I just picked up in the spirit realm. Are you married?
Married. I'm the person of divorce.
Okay, do you remember?
We're separated.
All right, listen to me. Do you remember ever being dedicated by your mother or anybody in witchcraft in Africa for a mate? Or a certain
yeah,
mate?
I do believe so. There was a time that they took me to a witch doctor, and my mother asked me the next day, what dream did I dream? And I said, oh, I saw this woman, very light in complexion. She was standing above a platform, above all my previous girlfriends, and as we told her, that's your wife.
Okay.
And so, but I just believe it was a dream from God, but that is after the visitation from seeing a witch doctor.
Okay,
and now... I was
and
looking
now,
for a spouse at that time. I was looking for a woman, for a wife to marry.
And that's not the woman you married, is it?
Not really. I mean, I just knew she was light in complexion. I just believed that my previous girlfriends were not the ones, but that this particular one, after I'd been to see this witch doctor to see if they could help me.
You went to the witch doctor to see if they could help you. Now,
yeah, with my
when
mother,
you went
yeah
to the witch doctor, when you went to your mother as the witch doctor, right?
No, my mother took me to another witch doctor.
Okay, now let
me
ask you this. Let me ask you this. Did that witch doctor give you something You gave him money, but did the witch doctor give you back something for that? What did he give
what you? What he gave us, he asked me to actually have a bath in, and also an egg. We took an egg and mixed some concussion, and we took us to some to a river in the sort of in the forest, and I was supposed to bathe in that water with that concussion, and then I rinse off in the water, and then also some incisions done, you know, incisions, marks on the and some stuff put on my body. Where the incisions had been cut. And also, what else they do? Oh, they also asked me to, there was some stuff which was like, they put it on the fire, on the charcoal, on burning charcoal, and then you inhale it. It's like a sort of like, that's all I remember now. Yeah. I think there was something else I was given to it.
Okay. Okay. We take authority right now over all dedication, over every thing that happened in that ritualism. All of its power is broken over your life right now. Everything that was said to
That's
you, every curse, hex, spell, every devil that took control of your life at that moment, we break you right now. We break that power right now in the name of Jesus. And we wash this man with the blood of Jesus from his head to his feet. We break all of the potions given to him. Now, is there anything that happened there that you still have in your possession?
I've thrown away. This is
Do you
away.
Have any amulets, any talismans whatsoever?
No. The only thing was those books with from Todd Bentley, and that's all. But I've thrown everything out. You know.
Okay. Now, in terms of this, say I take authority.
I take authority
over every witchcraft prophecy over my life.
Over every witchcraft prophecy over my life.
I break it.
I break it.
And Satan, you have no control over my sexual life.
And Satan, you've got no control over my sexual life.
And you have no control over my married life.
And you have no control over my married life.
And my future.
And my future.
Now, did these people, or the witch doctor, did he take a seed from you? Not a seed, I think you call it sperm. Did he take any of your sperm?
Oh, no, none of that. Just none of that, no.
Okay.
And
I command every prophecy, every devil to get into the cage right now.
We break and cut all witchcraft off of you. Going back to Adam and Eve, both sides of your family. We stand in the gap for him, Father God. We just break and cut off of him in Jesus' name.
We bind up all of the water spirits coming out of the sea. Every devil coming out of the sea right now. You are bound. You will go into the cage.
Come
every
out of him right
one
now.
Of you.
Foul, wicked
you
spirit.
Will get
Jesus.
Into the cage right now in the name
Loose
of
and let
Jesus.
Him go right now.
You spirit of Leviathan, we bind you up right now, and we cut your heads off, we cut your tails off, and we ask the Holy Ghost to go in and oil the body of that spirit, and you slide right out of that body right now.
Come out of him
you
right
come
now.
Out.
Oh, wicked spirit.
You come out. You
in
get out.
In the name
out.
Of Jesus, loose and let him
you
go
get
right
out.
Now.
You spirit that looks like an octopus. We bind you. We cut your tails off. We
All
close your eyes.
Bind you.
We close the third eye
come
in this man's head in the name of Jesus right now.
Come out of him.
You
loose and let him go.
We bind up all inherited powers from the mother in the name of Jesus. And we command you to come out right now in
come
the
out of him
name,
in name
of
you foul
Jesus.
Spirit. Loose
the
and let him
blood
go.
Of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. Come out.
You weaken, you foul spirits. Come out.
Come out.
All the way out.
You make yourself smaller
come out.
And
We're not talking
come out.
To him. We're talking to you, you foul
yeah, that
spirit.
Thing is
come
stuck
out.
Right up at the throat.
Come out,
oh, my man. We command that thing to shape shift and get smaller right now and come out.
come out of him right
get
now.
Get out. Immediately.
Father God, put
instantly.
An angel down at his lowest point with a sword. Drive these things up and out. We command you foul spirits to manifest and come up and out. In Jesus' name, come out of him right now.
The blood of Jesus.
And let him go, you
the
wicked
blood
spirit.
Of Jesus. We disconnect him from the wizard's garlands in Jesus' name, from the wizard's powers of astral projection into the room, from every witch, the dedication, calling him to marry a witch. That's what that ritual is for. You were supposed to marry a certain witch over there. We break that power right now, and we break everything that was put on you to break up your marriage concerning these things right now. Is your mother still alive?
She's still alive, yeah. She's still alive.
What'd she think about your wife that you have now?
Basically, all the good brothers, and she does not get on with all her daughters-in-law. She doesn't like, well, she doesn't get on with, she hates the business that way. She doesn't get on with all the in-laws, and my sister's also not married at the moment. Or if they get married, they end up just breaking up.
Okay, now, this is how the spirit of Asmodeus operates. It keeps people from getting married. Mm. Once they get married, it can make them get divorced. They're working their marriage for them to get divorces. It works in the realms of their sexual lives. It causes the woman to become frigid. It can also cause homosexuality or lesbianism. It works very powerfully in the marriage. So, Omega Man, you dig that thing out of him right now in Jesus' name.
Right now.
Name.
We're not talking to you, brother. I'm talking to any foul spirit in you. I bind Asmodeus, Incubus, and Succubus. You come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Spirit husband and spirit wife, we bind you. Come out of him in Jesus' name. I break all witchcraft off of you that came in through your dream state. All tears that were sold into you as you slept. I bind you. Come out of him, and I bind Lilith. We rebuke you. Come out of him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All witchcraft that came in, we bind you and disconnect it from you in the name of Jesus. I break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells sent against you off of you. All witchcraft, lotions and potions put over you. Everything that was sent against you, I just break off of you and cut it off and send it back to the original sending demon. In Jesus' name. And I pour the blood of Jesus down the throat of all your foul spirits right now. Drink the blood of Jesus right now, and you come out. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Angels of God, go in there with a sword and start smiting
Amen.
These foul spirits.
Amen.
I command you to come up and out right now. Loose and let him go.
We bind the goddess of the sea right now in the name of Jesus. We command that goddess to come out in the name of Jesus. You will leave in Jesus' name.
Right,
you have no authority.
We bind you, all mermaid.
No authority.
Siren demons, come out of him.
In Jesus' name. All manipulation by women.
All marine spirits, we bind you. Come out.
What I see also is there's a very powerful spirit that is able to manipulate you by women, because your mother was a woman and she exerted all that witchcraft power over you. So one of the things that we want to do is to cut the umbilical cord from you and your mother right now, and bind up the spirit that subjects itself to women. Can you do that, Omega Man?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in agreement right now, we break and sever from him all demonic soul ties right now. We stand in the gap for him, Lord Jesus. We just cut off all silver cords attached between him and his mother. With any witches out there, we cut all ley lines, silver cords, and demonic soul ties. We cut and break them, and we pour the blood of Jesus on them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you, you foul spirit. You come out of him right now in Jesus' name. You come
and
out of him right now in Jesus' name.
And that umbilical cord of subjection to the mother.
We cut it right now.
We break it. We break it. We break it. We command it right now.
Loose and let
it go. in the name of Jesus.
You loose and let him go.
And we command the Ahab spirit to leave with it.
Come
right
out of him
now,
right now.
In the name of Jesus. Every Ahab spirit, you come out in the name of Jesus.
We cut any reinforcements.
Pride.
Come out.
Pornography.
Lush,
what about
out.
Pornography? Have you looked at pornography, sir?
I've looked in that, and I do believe I had some deliverance on that. I did look in the past. Masturbation.
How about masturbation?
Yes, I've done that in the past. I've done that in the past.
Just say something like this. Lord Jesus, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For being involved in pornography.
For being involved in pornography.
Masturbation.
Masturbation.
And all forms of witchcraft.
And all forms of witchcraft.
And for being associated in these witchcraft rituals like that egg and that ritual bath.
And being involved in this witchcraft rituals like the egg bath and the river bath.
And I renounce all sexual sin.
And I renounce all sexual sin.
And I renounce all witchcraft that came down my family lines in Jesus' name.
And I renounce all witchcraft that came down my family line.
In Jesus' name.
And we break the power of Queen Mother. We break the ley lines going to the witch that you were supposed to marry and the wizard
right
that
yes.
you went through the ritualism. We command the ley lines to be broken, the silver cords, the garlands, the transmitters, the receivers,
right
every devil that links
spirit.
You.
Come out.
To these people.
Come out.
We bind soul ties.
All sexual spirits. Come out.
Name, and we command that you get out.
Come
right
out of here
now.
Right now.
Come out. Come out.
Spirits
up
of
and
lust and shame.
Out.
Come out.
Take
all
a deep
way out.
Breath and talk
let
them all out. All of them. All
you
of them.
Let them go.
Every
come out right now.
Bless
in Jesus'
spirits.
Name. Come out. Jesus' name,
right.
You foul spirits.
All. Everything.
Command civil
nothing.
War inside of you. Command the foul spirits to turn on the strong man. Attack him right now. Jesus' name. Civil war. You attack him. I'm telling you, you foul spirit. Let him go.
Spirits, the phallic spirits. The homosexual
come out.
Spirits.
Come out.
Every
him.
Devil.
The Lord
will
rebuke you.
Women. Come
be
out.
Weaken, you foul spirits. Come out. Be weakened and come out in Jesus'
yes.
name. Come out.
Bitterness.
All
come
the
out.
Pain and punishment you put on him sevenfold back in the head, foul spirit. Come back out. Get out.
Blood.
Him.
Blood of the lamb. Blood of the lamb.
Angels
the
of God, start
of
smiting
the
these foul spirits. Cut off
yes.
the connector line.
Find the powers.
No reinforcement.
Where he is.
We lose blindness and
get
confusion on you, you foul
every
spirits.
Every outside spirit that would try to
come
get
out of him in Jesus' name.
Power. These devils, we isolate.
Come out of
him
in Jesus' name, you foul spirit.
We isolate spirit.
You
from
wicked
one another.
Spirit, get out of him
get
right now.
Get them able to speak together.
You come out of him right
in
now.
In the name of Jesus, they will leave.
Angels of God, start chopping these things up. Smite them, angels of God. Father God, loose the terror of the Lord on these foul spirits. Come out.
The blood.
Come out of him.
The blood.
Come out of him. All the way
the
out.
Blood.
Yeah, all the way
we get the hammer of Jesus Christ to break every blocking
on,
spirit,
spirit,
every blocking.
Loose his human spirit right now.
Times their spirit.
Break the yoke off of
their things that block, that are not spirits. They put things, we find the blocking thing.
You blocking spirit.
And
loose him, let him go right now.
Yeah.
Come out of him.
There, and the hammer of Jesus
come
breaks
out of him.
Them apart. Right now, in the name
you gotta
of Jesus.
You got to go. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit. Come out. Be weakened in Jesus' name. Loose the spirit of Babylon into you right now. Come out of him right now, you foul spirit.
There's four dragon spirits in there.
Angels of God, go in there with the sword of the Lord and chop the heads and tails off of these dragon spirits. Any dragons in the Leviathan, we cut all eight heads off right now. Take the sword of the Lord and scrape the scales
let
off and pull this foul water
let
spirit up on the
go.
Beach.
Let him go.
Where it can be eaten by the birds of the air. Come out in Jesus' name.
There's a flying serpent in there.
Come out of him right now, you flying serpent.
We
angels of God,
right,
go over there and rip the
we
wings off of that
head
serpent.
Off in your tails right
Jesus
now.
Come out. Quecatolio, come out right now. Come out of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Command Python
serpent.
And boa, come out in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
We cut
mm-hmm.
your heads and tails off too.
Mm-hmm.
Come out.
Alligator.
Come out. Come out.
Alligator, come out.
Come out.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Angels of God, rip the jaws off this thing and pull it out with the hook of the Lord.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Come out. Behemoth, we bind you. Come out.
The blood of
Jesus. You're not going to harm me, Jesus. You're coming out.
The blood of Jesus.
Angels of God, restrain his wrist and his ankles.
The blood. The blood.
The blood of Jesus, come out.
The blood.
You foul spirit, I'm talking to you. You come out. You come out right now.
The blood of Jesus. The blood.
You come out right now. Go to Jesus to be judged before your time. Come out of here.
You
say, I'm coming out.
Behemoth, come out right now. Come out. Behemoth.
Behemoth,
come
we're
out.
Talking to you.
We break
we're
your
talking
powers
to you.
Right. You will leave. You,
you come out of him.
Make
you say I'm coming
out.
Come out.
Come out. The blood of Jesus.
We're talking to you.
The blood of Jesus.
You come out right
the
now.
Blood of Jesus. The blood
be weakened in Jesus' name. I pour the blood of Jesus down your throat. You loosen, let him go. Angels of God, smite this foul spirit. Run him through with the sword of the Lord. You make yourself small and come out. Father God, send warrior angels to smite this foul spirit.
You will not rip him. You will not harm him.
We forbid you, foul spirit, to do any harm to him.
We ask the angels
manifesting come up and out.
You cannot have any power over him at all.
You loose
and
let him go right now. Your time's up, foul spirit. You've been arrested in Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Come out of him right now.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The
blood
of Jesus. Dr. Pat,
we lost him.
He got off the phone?
Yep, the spirit knocked him out.
Okay.
We're
in
going
the
to...
name
the
well,
we here we go.
Right.
We got him back here. Hold on. Here
okay.
we go.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. How are you feeling right now?
Try to get some Holy Ghost in him, brother.
Brother, just say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Come in and fill me up.
Come and fill me up.
Fill all the voids.
Fill all the voids.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, I just ask you fill him up with the Holy Spirit. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn out these foul spirits in Jesus' name. Angels of God, go in there with the sword of the Lord and start smiting these foul spirits. Cut out all their nest and all their cords and tethers. Disconnect from the power source. You foul spirit, I'm talking to you. You tell me your name right now. You foul spirit, you tell me your name in Jesus' name. Loosen, let him go right now. Your time's up. Come out of him right now. Father God, let the ten plagues of Egypt hit this foul spirit in Jesus' name. Let your fire and brimstone that you sent on Sodom and Gomorrah smite these foul spirits. Be weakened, foul spirit. You wicked spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
If you don't have a legal right to be there, you got to go right now.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
You know you got to go.
Blood
come
of
out.
Jesus.
You loose his throat right now. You loose his throat in Jesus' name. I command all the demons underneath this one to turn on the leader right now and attack him in Jesus' name. I'm commanding you in Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus
smite him.
Sets you free. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
Father God, send an angel to the altar of heaven. Take a tong, grab a hot coal, and drop it in this foul spirit's mouth in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him. Demon, I'm talking to you. What's your name? What's your name? You must answer me in Jesus Christ's name. I command it. What is your name?
The blood. The blood.
You foul, wicked spirit.
The blood. The blood. The blood. Obey the name of Jesus. Obey the name of Jesus.
Be weakened right now. Father God, press your finger down on this foul spirit that you want to come out. Press it down on him in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ is standing right next to this brother. You look at him right now and bow your knee. You come out. Out right now.
You know what I'm looking at right now? I'm seeing like a that spirit, that Leviathan spirit, and it's what I see is it's got all of its scales extended out,
okay,
in its neck, and it's got stuck there like. That's what I'm seeing. And in the name of Jesus, we command those things right now to go down. You cannot extend those
angels
scales
of God,
out
take
anymore.
The sword of the Lord and scrape all
you
the scales off.
You cannot form him.
Cut them all off.
You will come out in.
We cut all the eight heads off
the
of Zion. We cut his tail off. Take a meat hook, push into his soft flesh, and drag him out on the beach. Take him down where the birds of the fowl of the air can eat it. In Jesus' name. All pride, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Yes.
Come out.
Yes.
Come out.
Yes.
Drag him out, angels
yes.
of God. Out
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Pour the blood of Jesus
yes.
into that wound right now.
In the name of Jesus, yes. You
come
will
out.
Leave instantly. You
be roasted
will
by
get
the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Be roasted
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You come out.
Bow your knee to Jesus. Come out.
Bow your knee to Jesus Christ, and you come out.
You have no power.
Leviathan, you've been beaten. Come out in Jesus' name.
The blood. The blood. The
come
blood
out.
Of Jesus. Yes.
Come out.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Come out. Come out. Come out right now. Angels of God, smite this foul spirit. Drag it out. Drag it out.
Let him
go. Be weakened. Be weakened. Be weakened. Be weakened. Be weakened. Be weakened and come out. Father God, turn the water that this marine spirit swims in into the blood of Jesus. You come out right now.
We command it to be cut up in little pieces right now. We cut you up in little pieces of blood.
Leviathan, let him go.
Blood.
Come out.
Blood. The
blood.
Blood
of Jesus.
The blood.
Angels of God, pull this one out. Pull it out. Pull it out.
Weaken. Weaken. In the
I ask
name
God
of
you to loose great white sharks to start chomping on this marine spirit in Jesus' name.
Fine.
Come out.
I'm going to pull some water spirits out of him.
Yes.
Cure or crane of crown marine spirit. We bind you up and command you come out right now.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus'
name. Obey the name of Jesus.
Mind control. Come
obey
out.
The name of Jesus.
Occult
every
mind binding. We bind you.
Spirit.
Come out.
Every spirit.
Called mind
you
control, we bind you. Come out.
Bind up the spirit called sea beast.
Come out.
Sea beast. Bind
in the name of Jesus, be loose and let him go right now.
Bind up sea
be loose and let him go.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, send more warrior angels to the sword of the Lord to smite him. Smite
man,
choke it out, angels of God.
But you have to obey that name.
You're going to have to come out.
You have to come out.
You better come out.
You have
or I'm going
to
send
out.
You to Tartarus. You don't want to go there. Come out in Jesus' name. You
we bind
let him
up.
Go.
We bind up. Tayment. Tayment. You are a multi-headed dragon. bind you up right now.
We cut all those heads off right now and the tails in Jesus' name. Yes. The sword of the Lord.
Loathing.
Cut the heads off of all of your dragons right now in Jesus' name. You've been deranged. Come out.
Scorpion man.
Come out.
Behind you. Hermit.
Come out.
Come out in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. You have no power. Did we lose him?
No, he's still there.
Okay.
You have some burning sensation on my throat.
Yeah,
throat.
That's that spirit, and what it's doing, it's holding itself there. And we cut every fin, every tail off. We cut its head off. And command
cut them off. All spikes.
Get out.
Cut them off in Jesus' name.
Get out. Get out.
God, cut them all off. Pull it out.
Shut up and come out.
Pull it off. Come out right now. You come out and go to Tartarus, you foul spirit. I'm done with you. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Right.
Time to go.
Come out.
Enjoy
right
this time
now.
Of year. Come out
of
here. You don't hurt him. You come out right now. It's over for you.
You have no authority to stay. You have to leave. We bind up spirit called Calvert Usty. Come out right now.
Come out.
And then,
I throw you foul Leviathan into a cage filled with the blood of Jesus.
Come out. Come out.
Drink the blood of Jesus and come out.
Come out.
Drink the blood of Jesus and come out. Angels of God, compact this foul spirit and just rake it. Jerk it out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Any foul spirit reinforced in this room, we can break it.
Come out. Bind up the blue nymphs. Come out.
Be weakened, you foul spirit, in Jesus' name. Don't wretch him. You just come out of his throat. Come out. Come out.
Every speaker.
Pour the blood of Jesus into your throat right now.
We command you to go into the cage.
Go into the cage.
Ashtrays.
Throw you in the cage. Pour the blood of Jesus in there with you.
Burn it. Luca. Terrible. Proto. Mara.
Come out.
Blasphemy.
Come out.
Elvis.
Come out.
Mermaid.
Come out.
Malky. Naked.
Angels of God, go in there and tie this one up with a threefold cord. And yank it out.
Crusty. Silky. Under.
Come out.
Hold it.
Come out.
Come out. And
you come
water
out.
Leap. Come
you
out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out. Come out. Angels of God, take the sword of the Lord. Scrape off any remaining cells. Scales. Cut the fins off. Cut the fins off in Jesus' name.
Every day.
Take
every
a hook and
devil,
drive it down into his soft flesh.
No authority.
And pull
none
it out onto the beach.
None.
Pull
none
it out on the beach and stake it down.
None. All these water spirits now.
Come out.
Come out. In a cage.
Come out. We bind your arrogance also. You loosen, let him go.
We bind the spirit, the marine spirit, that's a half fish and a half woman.
Dagon, we command you to come out.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Dagon, come out.
Yes.
Come
yes
out.
Moloch.
Come out.
You come out. In the name of Jesus.
Beelzebub and Baal, we bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Not one can stay. None can stay. The blood of Jesus.
Be weakened in Jesus' name, you foul spirit. I command you, Leviathan, to be blinded. Spirit of confusion, I'm loosening you in Jesus' name.
Okay, now, let me talk to you a minute.
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell that spirit, I no longer walk in agreement with you.
Spirit, I no longer walk in agreement with you.
I've cut the ties.
I've cut the ties.
And I ask the Holy Ghost to come in with his fire.
And I ask the Holy Ghost to come in with his fire.
Right now.
Right now.
And burn you out.
And burn you out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Everyone.
That's been called.
That's been called.
By name.
By name.
Everyone that hasn't been called by name.
Everyone that has not been called by name.
Every hiding spirit.
Every hiding spirit.
You will go into the cage.
You'll go into the cage.
As the Holy Spirit comes into me and burns you out now.
As the Holy Spirit comes in and burns you out now.
Now take a deep breath. And let the Holy Ghost come in from your head to your toes. The Holy Ghost burn. Burn. Just
fill
let them out.
Spirit.
Cough them out, son.
Angels of
Call
God, smite the foul spirits. Holy Spirit, illuminate where they're hiding.
Burning them out.
Roast them in Jesus' name.
Burning them out.
Rebind Kundalini and cut your head and tail off and command you to come out too.
Rebind. The spirit called destroyer. You come out. Oh.
Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and come out. Father God, press your finger down on this one if you want out. You come out in Jesus' name.
Scorpion cetars, come out.
Come out.
All the frog spirits, come out.
Come out. Come out.
Spirits shaped like horses. Scorpions.
All
come
you
out.
Chimera, come out. We cut the tails off scorpion spirits. Come out. Loose and let it go.
Make yourself smaller and come out. Get smaller quickly.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throats. You loose and let them go right now. Father God, send more angels down in there to smite them with the swords.
Rahab, spirits, we bind you up in the name of Jesus.
That's right. Coming out. Come out.
We cannot. You cannot control the gate.
Ezra, Abaddon, we bind you. Come out.
Well, come out. You have no power.
Come out.
No power. Over the gate.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Yes. 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 Yes, obey.
Come out.
Obey. Obey. Obey.
Father God, loose the tear of the Lord on this foul spirit. Let the earthquake of the Lord smite you, you foul spirit. Come out.
No power.
Loose and let him go. Time to go. Time to go.
Let's see if they're right there at the
You got to go.
Right
out. Of God, pull him out. Wrap
right
the cord around his neck and
out.
Yank it out.
Out.
Yank it all the way out.
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah.
Angels of God, take a fiery brand and put Jesus Christ as Lord on this foul spirit's forehead.
Here it comes.
You look at Jesus standing next to him and you bow your knee. Come out. Be weakened in Jesus' name. Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Well, I hear the Haha spirit in there, and I bind that up too.
What do you hear?
You know, there's a spirit called Haha.
Ah, okay.
And that spirit called Haha is the spirit that they're using in the third wave.
Okay.
And
a laughing spirit.
Yeah, when they're trying to get them into laughter, they go, the minister goes, ha, ha, ha. And I heard that spirit. We command that. Kundalini spirit, we cut your tail off. We cut your head off.
That's right.
And
come
the
out.
Spirit,
all
come out.
Come out. All false fire spirits, come out. All spirits that came in through the impartation from Todd Bentley in the third wave, we bind you. Come out. Loose and let them go right now.
Yes.
In Christ's name.
Yes.
Oh, God, let the Holy Spirit's fire just burn them. Drive them out. All the way out.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. The Holy Spirit. Feel more. Feel.
Just on the chest area.
Is in your chest area now. Are you
yes.
smoke?
Do you smoke? You know when I'm coughing.
What?
When I'm coughing, I can feel there's something just literally.
Okay,
like,
it's in the chest, but I've asked you a question. Do you smoke?
Oh, I don't smoke at all. Never smoked. But I did try, they call it snuff. That's what my mother uses.
Okay.
Snuff. You know, it's like a powder they put in the nostril.
Yeah, I know what snuff is.
Oh, sorry.
Say, I renounce. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Renounce nicotine.
I renounce nicotine, snuff.
The God calm it.
I didn't hear that. Beg your pardon.
The God calm it.
Oh, calm it.
Yeah, dependency.
Dependency
on cigarettes. It's the same thing.
Snuff.
On. How about alcohol and drugs?
I don't. My parents drink. My father died of a heart condition.
Say all spirits that came in through snuff.
All spirits that came in through snuff?
Yes.
And alcohol?
Yeah. And drugs?
No, I never took any drugs.
Okay. All death spirits, you go with it. Compulsive spirits.
Come out right
Iquity,
now.
Sand, bondage,
you foul spirit, you loose his lungs and let him go.
Fears,
Holy Spirit, go in and burn him out of his lungs in Jesus' name. Up and out. All the way out. Loose and let him go. The angels of God go in and start smiting him with the swords.
Amen.
Attack.
Amen. Let
Attack.
His lungs go.
Attack.
Right now.
In Jesus'
let
name.
Let him go.
You gotta come out right now.
Do you have a sister?
I have a sister, that's right.
Mark is asking, what kind of a relationship do you have with your sister?
We used to be very close, but over the period, I've literally just stepped away and we're kind of very distant. But she's one of the people I've dreamt as in sleeping with her, as in having sexual intercourse in the dreams.
Okay.
Okay, so you got an ungodly soul tie with her.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was made to understand that there was some dedication that each of the boys was given a wife of, well, sisters were allocated their husband as husband and wife.
Okay, but now, did you ever as a child have sex with her?
Not ever, as far as I can remember. I never ever had any sex, no.
Okay. Okay, say, I renounce. Every sexual spirit.
Every sexual spirit.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
You know, the Omega Man, there's a spirit, and I can't pull the name out of my mind right now, but it's when a relative has sex with another. Yeah, that one. We bind that up, and we command that ancestral spirit to come out.
We break on godly soul ties between him and his sister in Jesus' name.
And also, when Omega Man was ministering about the nicotine.
The snuff?
Blood
the
sacrifice.
Yes.
I saw a blood sacrifice given for your soul, and we need to break the blood sacrifice too. Those are the ones that go after Omega Man.
Just say, brother, I renounce all blood sacrifice.
I renounce all blood sacrifice.
And I renounce all marriage between me and my sister that was proposed.
And I renounced every marriage between me and my sister that was proposed.
Yeah. All ceremonies of dedication between me and my sister.
All ceremonies of dedication between me and my sister.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you, foul spirit. You just take a deep breath, brother. All spirits that came in through blood sacrifice, we bind you. Come out. All spirits
come
of incest, come out.
Blood sacrifices, come out.
Loose and
let in the name of Jesus.
All ritual magic, come out. Come out.
Clean, inherited, ancestral
Black
magic. Spirits.
Fine, you come out.
You come out. You have no power.
Loose
dedicated
and
to Satan. Come out.
We break all those contracts with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We cancel them right now. Come out. All enchantments and bewitchments, loose and let them go.
We break the chains and the cords.
Come out.
And the bands.
You got to go.
And the bands.
In the name of Jesus.
Loose
and let him go. Loose and let him go. All spirits that came in through astral projection, we bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out. We're invoking these. Masturbation. Come out. Come out. Let him go in Jesus' name.
I don't know if this helps. I often dream of my father, my dead father. I often see him a lot in the dreams, and my dead brother.
Necromancy. We bind you up, and spirits coming. Voodoo spirits.
You come out of him right
break
now.
You and bind you up
bind
in the
you
name
in
of Jesus
Christ's name.
And you have to go.
We're talking to you, you wicked spirit. Let him go right now. Release him and let him go.
Mark wants to know if you still are in voodoo in any way. Is sister in voodoo?
What I mean, still in voodoo.
What?
Is your sister
still in voodoo? She's not born again. She's very close to my mother. She's not born again, and she's.
So you don't know what she's doing, right? Okay, we bind the power of voodoo in the sister and disconnect her from you and break the garlands off in the name of Jesus from you to her. In Jesus' name, the soul ties.
We bring them and
Jesus
cut them off.
In Jesus' name, and we command all of these unclean spirits to get out and go into
come out
the cage
right now.
Immediately.
Let them go.
Immediately.
We bind and cage all the foul spirits and all the curses that are sinning against you. We break off you. Come out. Let him go.
Blood of pain.
Jesus.
Blood of
pain. Now, angels of God, smite this foul spirit. Pull it out. Come out.
Now, what I see is there's a black bird. It's a big black bird. And that black bird carries things between her and you somehow or another. And we break the power of that bird and command its head to be cut off.
Raven and crow, we bind you. Come out right now.
Right now.
You come out of
him
right
now. In the image, you
come out. All unclean birds, come out. Come out.
There it goes.
Father God, pierce and sear the arrows of the Lord. Fire your arrows, Father God, to pierce these foul birds through. Burn them up, Father God. Roast them in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Lord smite these foul spirits.
Every goat. In the name of Jesus.
All
in
way.
The name of Jesus.
The vulture spirit, come out.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out.
The blood.
Come out. Come out.
The blood. The blood.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, let me ask you this. Can you just say, Satan, all of the demonic lines.
Satan, all the demonic lines.
Between my family and myself.
Between my family and myself.
All the yokes are broken.
All the yokes are broken.
All the cords are cut.
All the cords are cut.
All the chains are smashed.
All the chains are smashed.
And you can no longer keep me.
And you can no longer keep me.
In demonic bondage.
In demonic bondage.
Because I belong to Jesus Christ.
Because I belong to Jesus Christ.
And I'm asking the Lord to fill me right now.
And I'm asking the Lord to fill me right now.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
With His Holy Spirit.
With His Holy Spirit.
Lift up your arms and start praising the Lord. And everybody in the chat room, praise
thank
the Lord
Jesus.
Right now. Give the devil hates praise.
Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, mighty God.
That's
praise
right.
Praise you, mighty God.
Keep
praise
going.
You, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Praise,
praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Praise
we give
you, mighty
the Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
We give
you. What a
fill,
mighty God
fill,
we say. Hallelujah.
Fill,
thank you,
fill,
Jesus.
Fill,
hallelujah.
With the Holy
thank you, Jesus.
Come up, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory,
yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
yes,
you, mighty
fill.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Ask him to give you the gift. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen, very careful. You might get deliverance even all during the week, because once we have taken authority over all the spirits that are in you, and they are subjected to the name of Jesus, and all of them are bound in a cage, so you may call for yawn or continue to get deliverance. Every time you call for yawn, just say, fill that with the Holy Ghost. Now, what we're going to do, and also read the Word of God, the King James Version, let it play over you at night. Also,
yes.
Go on my webpage, listen to the sermons up there, because that'll teach you how to defend yourself. And also, we're asking you to contact us back and let us know how you're doing. And we're going to ask the Father to send warring angels all around you right now, and for your protection. And the fire of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus. Can you
thank
pray
you.
For that, Omega Man?
Amen. We just apply the blood of Jesus to this brother and all the believers out there. God, I ask that you would put a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit into Zechariah 2 and 5 to surround him. Loose your warrior angels, Father God, warrior and guardian angels, to go down where he's at right now and camp about him. And angels of God, go through and find any foul spirits that might be in that house and drag them off. To Jesus
uh-huh.
to be judged before their time. We ask that you position yourself around for his protection in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, we break any witchcraft or curses that have been sent to you we send them back to the original sender in the name of Jesus Christ.
And pray for the people that got deliverance that are listening and loose protection on them too, Omega Man.
And right now we ask God you loose ministering spirits to everybody listening right now. Loose warrior angels to surround the people of God right now in
yes.
Jesus' name. And angels of God, just encamp about the righteous. And anybody who doesn't know Christ right now, we just bind and cage your strong man and all foul spirits in you. We command you to be caged in the name of Jesus, and you're going to be
amen.
Bound and gagged until you manifest and come out in deliverance. In Jesus'
our
name.
Families. And we pray protection over your families and our families in the name of Jesus. How do you feel? Give us a testimony.
I feel, you know, when you were praying the last time you asked me to take it to just praise the Lord, I could feel things just lifting. I feel lighter, much lighter. And,
uh-huh.
yeah, definitely, yeah.
Amen.
And every time you were ministering, I was receiving confirmation of the things you were saying, like the black bed and all the
uh-huh.
spirits you're calling. I could actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
well,
I'm,
praise
I'm,
God.
I'm grateful of the work God is doing in your life. Yeah.
Let
Do you
us,
have a King James Bible?
Like how, it's like how God showed it to me in the dream, basically. Because that's I actually forgot that's how God showed me you ministering to me. So I thank
yeah.
God for your life. And
thank you.
Omega Man, I thank you as well.
Well,
yeah.
we give Jesus Christ the praise. He's the deliverer. We're just workers. And if you would write in and give us a testimony, we'd be much appreciative.
I would do that.
Yeah. Yes, amen, and God bless you.
I was going to ask you, is this the same speech causes problems with finances as well, the asmodeus or smodeus you're mentioning? Yeah.
Well, now, we break all of the family curses coming down generational lines according to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus, and release
all curses
the blessings
of poverty.
Of
we break
off
in
Jesus'
name.
You. And
Father
all
God,
of the people
financial.
That are listening and got delivered,
blessings in Jesus
we break those spirits of poverty,
all curses of poverty
over
and
you and over
your
children
you loose and, let them
and
go.
Over your household in the name of Jesus. And we release
Thank
the blessings to come to you in
yes,
Jesus'
Father
name.
God. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Thank you very much.
Oh, the Lord just showed me one more thing. There were words spoken over you by that wizard that if you ever try to get free, you'll die. And we break that curse over you of
all
death.
All word curses of death and destruction.
And we say that nothing
we
can
break
harm
it off
you. That
send
the
it back
Lord is surrounding you
in
that spirit of death.
In Jesus
go back
name.
To wherever it came from right now in
go back
the name
in
of
Jesus.
Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. I'm
Amen.
With
Amen. Oh, Dr. Holiday.
A new
thank
life.
You. Omega Man, thank you
oh.
very much. God bless
oh,
you.
Oh, wait.
Yes,
Omega
ma'am.
Omega Man, what? Drive the spirits in his home out.
Yes, right now we bind and cage any foul spirit that's in your property, in your
and
home right now, in Jesus' name, and in the homes of any listeners out there right now, we bind and cage all foul spirits. We send them to the foot of Jesus to be judged for your time. And any foul spirits that are remaining in any of you, we bind and cage them. We pour the blood of Jesus in there with it. We command you to be bound and gagged till you come out in deliverance in Jesus' name. And we ask God you to loose angels
Amen.
To read the word of God to these foul spirits 24 hours a day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you know, body of Christ that's up on the chat room and the ones that are praying that are not on the chat room. This is how the body of Christ is supposed to function. You're supposed to function in one accord, and that's what we all are here, praying together. And if you notice that both Shannon, Brother Shannon and myself, every now and then we'd look over, and God would give one of you or many of you different
word of knowledge.
And yeah. that's what that was. It was the body functioning together. And a word of knowledge is God showing you that he's working with you, that we're just not the big it's here, that this is the body of Christ, and that Jesus is the big it, and we are just his followers. And we just want to thank y'all for hanging in with us and praying for us. You know, this past week was one of the biggest witchcraft weeks that I've ever seen since I've been saved. I mean, you had the red moon, you had the full moon, you had Christmas, you had every devil coven in the world operating. And you know something? I didn't hardly feel a thing. Did you, Brother Shannon?
No, ma'am. We decided to do something that night. And when I found out about the eclipse and the solstice, we just started to do a program and do spiritual warfare. And, you know, I slept like a baby that night.
And see, that's what we need you for. And you need us is because it's like a shield of protection. When the body of Christ works in unity the way we did tonight, what happens is a lot of power in unity. Whenever they went into the upper room, they were all walking in unity. And that's when the power of the Holy Ghost came down. Now, We started this this night out telling you some very hard things that the body needs to know, and some of you were very upset, I believe, to know that it was as bad as it is. But sometimes you have to tell what's going on so that you can see it, discern it, and stay away from it. But then when we came into the deliverance aspect tonight, this little brother called from England. This is the kind of ministry that you see over in England, and Africa. You see in Bishop, you hear me refer to Bishop Kanko's church a lot. You see these water spirits, these marriage spirits. I saw them over in Italy, too, by the way. And these are very demon-possessed things because they're very powerful devils that are working over there with the wizards. But it's nothing for Jesus. And I'm going to tell you a little secret here tonight. God teaches us in mysterious ways. If that little fella had been over in our church, this deliverance would not have lasted as long because we know about these spirits and we know how to move in and get them out. But what God's doing here is, it's not that the devils are so powerful and that they're so hard to get out. He's using it to teach you and to teach Shannon about devils and how they work and what their names are and how they rise up and that there are some spirits that are more powerful than other spirits. But as you grow in the spirit, these things become easier for you. But we're able to do what we do because of the unity and love. And I can see as we're ministering that each and every one of you are standing right there with the brother pulling for his freedom, and the Lord is training you as he trains us. Does that make sense to you all?
Amen to that. Yes, indeed.
Amen. We're an army. Amen.
Absolutely. And everyone gets some credit here. You know, you get the fruit when people get delivered. So praise God for this time to fellowship. We're going to take just a quick break, and then we're going to be right back. So stand by. But before we go, Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
Okay. You can find me at Pat Holiday, and that's two L's, .com. PatHolliday.com. You will see those newsletters up there. It'll take you a long time to study them and read them because they have a lot of links to them. It's a lot of research. Sometimes I'd work for weeks on one newsletter. And then you'll find them at MiracleInternetChurch.com. Remnant Network.
I'm going to look it up right now. I always mess
up
all sites.
Put it up on there. And also omegaman.com. And by the way, you can find me up on Scribd, too. We get close to 1,000 hits a day up on Scribd. And so Pat Holiday's all over the Internet. And some of the stuff that you have that you'll see up there are those newsletters and some of the things that we've done. And so you need to get educated because you go up there and you see some of that stuff, you're going to wonder, well, what kind of a woman is this? But God will teach you line upon line, here a little, there a little, but you have to be open to be taught. And the main thing about being taught by the Lord is what Omega Man said earlier. He said, I pray, God, don't let me go into error and confusion. And as long as you put it at the feet of Jesus about what you're doing, the Bible says the Holy Ghost is your teacher and he will lead you into all truth. Just don't just let people lay hands on you unless you know who they are and unless you know that they're holy people. You know, a lot of the tent people used to run around the country, and you know why they went in tent ministries? Not for the healing miracle ministry. Some of them had unclean lives, and they could live loose lives and still be out there ministering. So if you pray about it, the Lord will keep you free and holy. Amen, Omega Man.
Amen. Let me just correct something. The website is OmegaManRadio.com. And if you go to Facebook, I have a Facebook page there. It's Omega Man Radio. But you must put in radio because there's three guys that call themselves Omega Man up there, and they're into some false doctrine. So you don't want to confuse the two. So always make sure you put radio up there.
Yeah.
Paul Pilgrim website, remnantresources.org. And again, patholiday.com, miracleinternetchurch.com. And we'll be right back. I'm just going to take a quick break. And if you need prayer tonight, 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482. We'll be right back. Dr. Pat back on the line. Dr. Pat?
Yes, don't forget to tell them that you're going to go someplace for ministry, to do some ministry. You don't have to tell them where or anything, but so that they'll know.
Absolutely. I'm going to be taking a hiatus this week. I have to go on an assignment for some deliverance and take care of some personal business. And so we may or may not have programs this week. As it is now, I cleared the schedule. If I can get some pre-recorded shows up this week, I'll try to do that. So there'll be something there for the people tonight. We've got a lot of shows in the archives. By the way, blogtalkradio.com/omegamanradio.rss. You can access all the programs. There's about 180 almost, last count. And this program is also available in stereo stream. So if you're listening to the Blog Talk account right now, you can also go to the stereo stream, 96K quality. Dr. Pat, tell me something. How close are you now to the release of your next book, The Walking Dead?
Let's pray that Laura was correcting it. I haven't heard from her since she went back up to Tennessee. So, Laura, if you're listening, please let me hear from you about the book. Because we need to get that out. Also, we need to talk to the people just a few minutes about the radio programs and where we are in the radio programs. Folks, this is called the fastest radio growing program right now in the world. It's new information for Christians and even people in the world, and they're very, very interested in it. We are now, it's my understanding that we're up on shortwave and we're on a satellite, and Omega Man will tell you about that, but I just wanted to encourage you that for you to continue to pray for the expansion, because this information needs to go all over the world. You heard that man say that God gave him my name. Omega Man called me last week and said that God told some man his name. So God is spreading our name. But, you know, it does take finances to run these programs because we're not rich people. So do be praying for the finances. You know, Omega Man, God could materialize one person that would take care of this whole thing so we'd never have to mention the finances again. And so, but we do need for Omega Man to give you a quick report on what's happening, because it's so wonderful. Omega Man.
Amen. As you know, or for those of you who are just tuning in first time, we do a program nightly, Monday through Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m., and then we'll have an occasional early bird show or a late night. In addition to that, on the Blog Talk Radio Network, now we're doing a live stereo stream at the same time. So we've gotten a mixing board here. Now we can offer you at a 96K. We also are on American Voice Radio, which is a satellite network here in the USA, every night, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then again on Sunday at 7 p.m. We're also on WWCR, 9.350 megahertz, one time a week. That's Sunday. That is at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's the School of Deliverance program that we run up on the shortwave. We would like to go into some other areas like World Harvest, and we've gotten some quotes, but it does take finances. It's not cheap to do this. You know, there's a number of components to being able to do the program on other platforms, and we need your help to do it. So, you know, we've been doing the program now since June. Like I said, almost 180 shows in the can, but we're looking to some bigger venues. And, you know, we're praising God for the people that are tuning in now. You can also get this program on Apple iTunes. You can subscribe over there for free. It'll download it automatically. That's pretty cool. Really high-quality archive over there, by the way. And, you know, you're welcome to take these programs, burn discs with them, send out the links, you know, share them with anybody who will listen to the program, you know, because that's what it's about. It's about ministry. But, you know, we're not well-financed like the televangelists are. So we do need your help to expand, and I believe God's given us a vision to even do TV. And speaking of which, Dr. Pat, are you doing a program on local cable there in Jacksonville?
Yes, I can see some of those up on my web pages because we rerun them up there. I do it every Sunday night at 10:30 on cable locally here. And we usually try to aim those programs at the world, you know, for salvation and at Christians, the little baby type Christians, you know. They're not deep like what we're doing on this one, but they're good. You'll enjoy them.
Amen to that. And Dr. Pat, if someone wanted to get a hold of your the current book you've got out up on Amazon, that's called The Witch Doctor and the Man, the City Under the Sea.
Yes, and everyone should read that book. It will open up your understanding so clearly about how the spirit realms operate. And I talked to Brother Ken Coe, Bishop Ken Coe, a couple of weeks ago, and he's praying about coming to America, so do be praying about that. His wife is more as powerful as he is, to be very honest with you. That woman, she has set 600 churches in Africa. She's a former Muslim, a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. So that book will open your eyes. And don't you have it up on your webpage also?
Oh, yes. The official website of Mega Man is megamanradio.com. There's a link up there to Dr. Pat's book. And, you know, that talks so much about the Marine spirits like we were fighting tonight. You know, you've got Leviathan and mind control, occult mind binding. You know, they're actual Marine spirits. That's where they dwell. And this book will expose a lot of information that you need to know when you're dealing with these things. And I want to address one other thing. People are saying that they're getting ads to pop while they're listening to a program, or they see ads for things like the Ouija board to the right of the chat room. Let me just explain that, folks. I don't control any of those ads. We had the upper tier premium account, but due to lack of finances, I had to downgrade it. And so what happens is Blog Talk will insert its own ads there. I have no control of that whatsoever. So what we're hoping to do is be able to move this chat room over to the Omega Man Radio page and extricate it from the these demonic ads. But, again, I'm not in control of any of that, so just, you know, don't click on them, whatever you do. If you see one of those, I saw one, it said Ouija board just as we were talking.
Yeah.
At any rate, yeah, so that's a very important book because a lot of these foul spirits are marine spirits, and Leviathan is one of the biggest. So big,
yeah.
You know, God devoted a whole chapter on Job to it over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most people have Leviathan. I spoke to Leviathan the other day in a deliverance session. It says, I'm in all of you. And it probably is to some degree, you know. And it has, you know, so it's the king of the king of the children of pride.
Well, you know something? It's also the spirit that was over in the Garden of Eden, I believe. And I believe it's the spirit that is in every false religious spirit because it is a serpent, sea serpent now, but it's a serpent. And I believe Leviathan is certainly in every unbeliever. And it's not, well, you heard us wrestle with it tonight. Homosexuality, every one of them will have that big time because it's the children of pride.
Well, folks, our time is up for tonight's program. Dr. Pat, give out your websites one more time, please.
PatHoliday.com, Miracle Internet Church. .com and remnantradio.com. And I do want to say Happy New Year to you all, and may God bless us. We won't be on tomorrow night on our prayer meeting, so just remember to pray for Omega Man during this week and myself, and we'll be praying for you.
God bless you all, folks.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.